Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. What an incredible game. We got that first win like we were talking about earlier. And Anton Khudobin, a 40-shot shutout. Incredible. The great teams out there that have great goaltending, that really makes a difference. We just looked better in every phase of the game. We were hitting harder. We kept them out from the middle of the ice. We just look like we are angry. There's an anger to tonight's game that I just loved. There was a few scrums. It just looked like they wanted it more. And it just felt like it was enough, like they were fed up. And that's the kind of hockey that I was hoping for tonight. You know, it came from two defensemen, first goals. You know, John Klingberg hadn't had a goal yet. He got his first one. Esa Lindell had a second. And then Joel Quiranta, once again, the playoff hero, comes out of the penalty box and gets the empty netter to make it a 3-0 win for the Dallas Stars. So, now, what do? Now we build on this. We stay angry. We stay physical. We play our best hockey when we are a physical team. And that's exactly how we played today. We play Florida one more time tomorrow. And then we have a couple days off. And then we go play Tampa Bay, the defending Stanley Cup champs. So, you know, like I said, we have a 43-game scheduled pretty much in 73 days, so it's going to be tight, but we got our first win. We got 2 points like we needed to, which is exciting because we are going to get the points to get back up in the standings. I believe this is not over for the Dallas Stars. We got a lot more to come, but that was a very good start. So, what's next? They're talking about in a week we should have Alexander Radulov back on our homestand. So there's some good news. Now I just worry about Roope Hintz. He's hurt again. Lower body injury is all they're saying. Boy, we need his speed. But Denis Gerionov tonight, he didn't score a goal, but boy did he fly down the ice. And he created plays and he wonderful passing. He created opportunities. So that tells me that he's about to break too. It's just sometimes it's the nuances of the game. You might, a player may not score, but the way they played. And let me tell you, that was an excellent game for again Denis Gerionov. And we just keep moving on. I mean, Joe Pavelski had a couple of assists. He didn't score a goal, but he was quiet, but he was helpful. But I guess because of how good he was in the beginning of the year, everyone's just kind of, you know, watching him and they're gunning for him right now. So, what a wonderful game. I get to go to bed early tonight because I got to get up in the morning to go to work. But hey, it was wonderful. It was fun to watch. It looked like a very passionate hockey team. It looked like the Dallas Stars that I know and love. So now let's go on a run. We can do that. I believe that. But one game at a time, and we got a lot of hockey to play in a very short amount of time. So anyway, that is my 2 cents on today's game. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I hope everybody has a wonderful evening. Now I'm going to watch some of the press conferences and stuff. I am looking forward to seeing Coach Bonus be happy because he deserves a good game. He's been beat up by the media, I think, in opinion, because of how tough it's been, but he's taking care of that even well. A good coach will be able to handle any situation, and I think he's handled everything very well. So, go Stars, everyone. Have a great evening.